My name's Carrie Curtis, and I was hired as a Title I reading teacher at the elementary school, which is I'll mainly be working with small groups in 3rd through 5th grade, and possibly some younger kids as well. And then I have a high school PE fitness class.
And how was your first day of school?
It was wonderful. I was more nervous for my first grader than I was for myself. No, it's been a great day, and it's going to be a great year.
And you grew up in Petersburg, didn't you?
I did. I was born and raised in Petersburg.
How does it feel teaching in the school that you went to as a kid?
It's a little weird. It's a little weird to walk into the classrooms that I've been a student in, but it's pretty cool, too.
I'm Becky Martin, and I'm teaching kindergarten this year.
And you're from Petersburg, of course. And
yes, I actually attended Racy Stedman Elementary as a 6th grader back when we had 6th grade in the elementary school.
How was your first day?
It was great. My students are wonderful, and I'm excited to be their teacher this year.
What's the toughest part in teaching kindergarten? I know you did it several years ago. You were a kindergarten teacher down in Washington, is that right?
Well, I taught 2nd grade, and then I taught 1st and 2nd grade combined. Okay. So this is my first year as a kindergarten teacher. I think it's just backing up and remembering what it's like to be 5 years old and attending school for some of them for the first time in their lives.
How do you make that transition for them? How do you help them with that transition?
Well, I think it's important for them to feel safe and welcome here, and then learning can happen. So this week is all about getting to know me, getting to know expectations, and getting to feel comfortable in the classroom.
Yeah, Rick Dormer, principal of Petersburg High School and Mitkoff Middle School.
There's new math curriculum in your schools as well as in the elementary school. Tell me a little about some of the changes for math.
Yeah, sure. It's a district-wide curriculum, and it was math turn, and they spent all last year, and they continue working on just improving but the curriculum both personally, you know, aligning it to the new Common Core standards that Alaska has adopted. And with that, with the middle school and the high school, at least I can speak, that we even have new math textbooks, which we do this every 5 to 6 years and money set aside. So there'll be a series of new math textbooks, and what's cool is, you know, being the digital online versions, there's some online help, some tutorials and stuff there that kids can access at school but also at home.
And we're standing here in the auditorium, and now there's some new things in the auditorium, including a new projector.
Yeah, it really looks nice. The maintenance crew just, you know, worked real hard. Starting as early as last spring, started with all the curtains, even the back black curtains are all new.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them were actually so bad you would touch them and they would kind of turn to dust. They'd just been around for a long time, you know, had great use. New front curtains there, and then everything to new carpeting, and they brought in Ashley Duross, our art teacher, and she helped pick the color palette, and so we got some new paint on the walls. Really just a nice nice redo, at least an entry level.
And a new projector for Northern Nights Theater?
Yeah, fun. You know, it's nice about the first week of school is we brought the middle school kids in this morning and talked about it and said, and they right away saw the carpet, but then said, hey, you know, behind you, there's no projector up there anymore. You know, there's a couple black boxes. They're kind of mysterious. They look fancy, and I know they're not hooked up. And then starting this weekend with Percy Jackson in digital at the new theater, and that's a movie right aimed for the middle school. So they were pretty excited. Kids are cheering and stuff.
So it's all digital projector?
Yeah, all digital projector, all getting in. I know that the gentleman is coming in, I think, tonight and we'll start work tomorrow morning to start installing it. So it should be ready for this weekend. But, yeah, exciting.